This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Fabric and elastic and sewing machines, oh my, what an uplift to see and hear about people all over the country, all over the world, in fact, sewing face covers. I think this started with the severe shortage of masks that initially was reported in the COVID-19 battle, and then came the emerging directives to wear a fabric face covering to protect yourself and to protect others from you or from the transmission of the virus. So we have a new cottage industry. And let's start with Joyce Pluckabaum, who jumped in, and she's on the phone right now hearing about all the different people sewing. She decided to take her own kind of action. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Well, tell me what you've done. How have you gotten involved?
Well, actually, it was my husband, Bill.
Okay.
So, that's okay. So we own House to Home Interiors here in Rockland, California. So I'm going to let him tell you how this all came about.
All right. Hi, Bill. Glad to have you on Insight.
Yes. Friday mornings last week, kind of starting the morning, and just had this idea of I have a warehouse with inventory of cotton drapery print fabrics and solid fabrics, and I thought, you know, there's a demand for fabric for masks, and I thought, why not offer what I have out to those that are sewing. So we quickly put together a little neighborhood release on Facebook, and
it was crazy.
Ran to our warehouse and grabbed about half of our fabric, thinking, oh, this will be plenty, and set up a little thing in our front garage, in our front driveway, and people started coming by within 15 minutes of the time that that was posted. It was really
overwhelming response. Yeah. Yes, overwhelming.
And people kept their appropriate distance as we had asked them to, you know, so everybody had that safe distancing. But we had just an overwhelming response to where midday I had to run back to the warehouse and grab more. And then at the end of the day, I went back one more time and went through every fabric just to look for anything that might be remotely available. And, you know, we gave away every stitch of fabric that we owned to the amount of over 1,200 yards
Wow.
of fabric. And
what was crazy, though, Beth, is this one gal came up, and she was from Adventure at Bayside, which is right down the road from where we live. And we didn't know her. We attended a different church, but it was really interesting because they were making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, right? And so we got to talking, and I later, after this was all over, this happened so fast that after it was all over, Bill and I looked at each other and we went, we don't even have any masks. Oops. So I sent her a text and I said, gosh, would you mind? Her name's Gigi Tubbs. I said, Gigi, would you mind coming by? So she's coming by today to bring us a mask, which is kind of ironic, but it was so fast because what I did when we went over to the warehouse, we, you know, like Bill said, we pulled all this fabric. I got home, took a couple pictures, put it out on, you know, Rockland's Facebook yard sale page. And you know how you do that with saying, you know, please PM me for my address and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was going to set up appointments and try.
Oh, you
to
thought
people
that this might take days, right?
Oh, I had absolutely no, I thought this was a really like real, I just didn't realize the need. And I didn't realize how desperate people were. And it had just come out to be like mandate of wearing the mask, right? But just kind of protocol with these Facebook sites is you never put your address out there. Just a protection.
Right.
And it blew up so fast. I couldn't keep track of all the messages coming in. And I just, all caps, because of the overwhelming response. And then here's our address. And then I just said, please, everyone must practice the, you know, the social distancing. And everyone did. I mean, people were very good. And everybody kept saying, I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be greedy.
Hmm.
And, you know, I mean, people really were amazing. You know, it wasn't the grocery store, you know, pictures you see of people fighting over toilet paper. I mean, it was really they were just so kind, you know. And in fact, Bill went back to the warehouse tonight because Gigi's coming back with the Oh, because he went back. He goes, I think I have one more bolt of fabric. And he went back last night, and sure enough, he found one more bolt, and so he's going to give that to Gigi tonight.
Wow.
Which will be great.
Is your fabric thick, like cushion covering? I mean, your interior fabrics?
Yes, these are drapery weight fabrics, so they are the thicker ones. They are, they're 100% cotton, the ones that we pulled out. And yes, definitely, but not thicker like upholstery. That's a different weight.
Not chenilles, velvets, anything like that's too heavy. But these were all cotton prints and solids. And so, and people were like, I don't care what it looks like.
Right.
I just need fabric.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
So have you now given all that you can give? Is all your fabric out there?
Yep.
Well, with this last piece of fabric we have, this one bolt that I found is, I thought it was a bolt of drapery lining, which is usually something else.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It's the last bolt of fabric I ever purchased, and which is kind of interesting. But, you know, the need has been, it has been so great and is so great. And people are wanting to do something. So we had people making, you know, 10, 15 masks. We had people making 30, 40, 50 masks. And we had the organizations, whether they were church-related or not church-related, but organizations making hundreds and hundreds of masks, like a giant assembly line.
Well, I want to say a big thank you on behalf of everybody who can't say thank you at the moment, but to Bill and Joyce Pluckabaum, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and you have given us an uplift. So glad to talk to you both.
Thanks for having us on today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Kayla Greason is on the line, too, right now. She lives in Sacramento, and she's been sewing. Hi, Kayla. Kayla, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Hi there.
Hi.
So tell me about getting inspired and tell me about your sewing right now.
I had a very similar situation to them. My sister is an RN in Georgia, and she had mentioned how they were starting to use homemade masks. So I thought I would make a few. I collect bags of, donated fabric from thrift stores for this imaginary quilt I was going to make someday. And I was never going to make that quilt. So I started making masks, and I made a few, and I would, hand them out to any of the delivery people that came out. And I for some reason, even though I've seen all the numbers and everything like that, I just didn't think that there was that much of a need for some reason, or that anybody would want these random, a badly sewn masks. And I posted on the Nextdoor app, and it was just absolutely overwhelming. Mm. I think the main thing is that it's very difficult to get them out. But I've just been making masks, and there's not that many. My husband's been helping. We've got a sewing machine. So we've just been making them pretty much nonstop.
How many do you think you've made, Kayla?
Well, we've probably handed out about 20 finished masks. We ran out of elastic, so we have about 40 or so that are to the point where, the elastic can go in, but we don't have any of that. But I've actually been doing some more research where the elastic for people is a little bit uncomfortable. So I'm trying to figure out a way to something else to use for ties. And I've ordered some cotton ribbon.
Right.
So that hopefully should be coming in.
Right. I've heard of people raiding an old pair of pajama pants or something like that for elastic that they can use on the masks. Well, I love your inspiration. And it must have been such an overwhelming sense to have made something and have it mean so much to someone else.
It really does mean a lot to me. Everybody's been extremely just grateful and generous and overwhelmingly patient and accepting of these ridiculously floral patterns. But yeah, it's kind of tough to get them all out as fast as I would like them to get out, which is, you know, immediately, which is not feasible, obviously.
If you believe in everything being good, they're arriving at just the right time, Kayla. So
exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the uplift and keep sewing. Okay.
Well, one thing I just wanted to say is
I have about 10 seconds, Kayla.
The masks, I find that they help the most in helping you not to touch your face.
Okay, Kayla,
I know that's worth
thank you so much, and that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Thanks for joining us.